You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
I'll tell you, let's look into these ratings for Giants-Cowboys.
That's the highest rated regular season game ever, I heard.
Wow. It's incredible.
What are the numbers?
Even the numbers in New York. I'm just looking at the New York number.
Go ahead, tell me the numbers.
3.1 million, a 15.2 rating in New York, a 49 share.
A 49 share in New York?
Yeah.
So half of New York watched the game.
I wonder what the other 51% were watching. Kitten Bowl?
Well, it's not the Super Bowl, so the
marathon and
the dog show was over.
Right.
Because the dog show's on earlier on. Yeah, what else were people watching it?
There was no movies. Was there any soccer? No soccer,
right? Soccer was over.
Can I give you a quick soccer take?
Oh, no.
I would love to hear a soccer take.
So, out of deference to Peter, because I respect Peter so much.
Thank you.
I sat there and watched the entire USA-England game.
Wow, very impressed.
The entire game.
Wow.
Which was a 0-0 tie.
Correct.
And
pretty good game, by the way.
Listen, I'm just going to be honest. I don't get it. I don't get the obsession. I don't get it. I don't get it.
That
I don't get
sense.
It. Zeros. First of all, what kind of sport has a game end in a tie? In a championship.
Well, no.
These are championship games, right?
No, I mean, it's the first round of a championship.
Okay, but so they're still ending
allocated.
In a tie.
It's point allocation.
Yeah.
I don't like allocation.
Well, listen,
there was no excitement whatsoever.
Well, no excitement whatsoever.
Can I just say, as somebody that's not a fan either, I could say this. You don't appreciate it.
No, I don't.
All right, because it is what it is. We're all seeing the same thing.
Right.
But it's just a matter of appreciation. A lot of the United States is wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. They want to see a bunch of scores. They want to see a bunch of bodies flying. That's the way we are. We're a NASCAR generation. We're a NASCAR nation in a world that loves Formula One. It's very much about, like, in Formula One, they don't pass as much. There's not as many accidents. But it's the appreciation of the vehicle and the speed. That's the same thing with soccer. The appreciation of what these players are doing. You're just looking at the whole picture. Of, all right, where's the offense? Where are the opportunities? Where somebody that appreciates the sport or play the sport can really see in depth of what they're doing. So I don't look at it as, it's just not for me.
Did you watch
I don't appreciate it.
On Friday or no?
No.
You didn't watch.
I watched the entire thing.
And you didn't find any of it entertaining?
I think that I could spot talent. So the best player on the U.S. by plenty is Pulisic.
Pulisic, correct.
By a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, he just stands out over everybody.
True.
But... I mean, there weren't very many scoring chances.
No, but there was the one off the crossbar, which was pretty exciting. That was a moment.
Right.
And just the fact that they played that close with a team as good as England was...
So they have to win tomorrow to get in.
They do.
To get to the next round.
Yes, because if they don't win tomorrow, a 1 point for a tie just won't be enough. So they have to beat Iran tomorrow, which I don't know if you saw or heard about. I'll play the audio during ENN. They had a pretty spicy press conference today. With the Iranian media going after the U.S. team.
Oh, the Iranian media is known to really put the screws to people.
Well, apparently
literally.
Apparently today they did.
Really?
For what? Because do you guys see the news that over the weekend, U.S. soccer supported the protesters in Iran by taking the emblem off of their flag? So essentially,
emblem off what flag?
The Iranian flag.
How?
Like on the, I guess it was online, on the
on
the graphic. They took off their emblem, sort of the equivalent of like maybe taking the stars off the U.S. flag or something like that. Although there's a religious connotation with Iran. And so they were doing it in support of the protesters right now.
Are they taking the star off the Chinese flag? Because there's protesters there now, too.
By the way, very interesting question, because this weekend was pretty crazy in China also. But the thing is, so the media started going after the U.S. team and their presser today. They didn't make the decision.
So somebody higher up did.
Yeah, the coach and the players didn't do it. It was some Biden. U.S. soccer decision.
It wasn't Biden.
It may be Biden. I don't know.
Wow.
Do you think Biden knows the World Cup's going on right now?
Of course he does.
I don't see him being dialed in.
Interesting.
To soccer? Maybe, like, he might have known there was a college football game over the weekend. I don't see Joe.
He's got a lot on his plate, I hope.
By the way, how great did Michigan play against Ohio? And I watched all of that, too.
Monster rating. 17 million people watched that game.
This is one of the benefits of being really, really sick, because you don't want to go out. So you're just watching everything on TV. Michigan, Ohio State, I mean, that was a mix. Right. They had not won in Ohio State in 22 years.
Wow.
And then just when they kicked their butt.
Yeah, they really did.
And they made C.J. Stroud look very ordinary.
Is Michigan undefeated?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Ohio State was also undefeated and now might not even get to the top four.
Oh, no.
USC had a huge win against Notre Dame.
Aaron Boone's USC team. He loves USC.
Now, and that kid Caleb Williams just,
is there a world? Is there a world in which Ohio State could still get in?
Yep.
And Michigan and Ohio State could play again?
Yes.
Ooh, that would be Midge. Now we're talking about a rating. You want to talk about a rating.
That would get a rating.
Can you imagine?
17 million. I mean,
but there's a lot of people, like Herbstreit was saying, the fact that Ohio State got killed, they might be done. There might not be.
How bad a blowout was it?
It was by like 15 points.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it wasn't, you know, but really, when you watching that game, and I had to watch the highlights because I was doing the Ranger game at the time, not a great finish for them either. Michigan was the better team.
Jarv wants me to know that 0-0 tie is a 0-0 draw.
No, he'll say it the way he wants to say it.
No, right? I listen to Jarv. Jarv's my compass. I listen to Jarv. He listens to us.
Yeah, but I don't think you have to get into the vernacular. You've made it known you're not into the sport, all right? So don't be a nozzle and pretend that all of a sudden you're all in it using the vernacular.
I also have to apologize.
What?
President Biden did comment on the soccer game.
So there.
Asked about the score of the game, the POTUS said, quote, "I'd rather it be 1-0, but it's good. England is tough."
Okay, now apologize.
So I threw a little color in there,
you know
too.
What? Mr. President, I'm sorry. Lord. I slept on your soccer knowledge.
Now, you know what? It's starting to show what political side you're on.
Really?
You're ripping Joe Biden.
Oh, wow, yeah. You know, I think right now, Michael, he's admitting what everybody already knew.
Absolutely.
Oh,
this weekend, you know where he was? He was at Mar-a-Lago. Yeah. That's what he was doing.
Absolutely.
That's with Kanye and Nick Fuentes.
And his coterie of ne'er-do-wells. Yeah.
Dr. Oz was there, right? Dr. Oz gave you a physical.
Was Dr. Oz there?
I have no idea. Yeah, no, I'm just trying to.
These guys. The physical, really?
Let me tell you, the people of Mar-a-Lago this weekend were well beyond Dr. Oz.
Well, at least we know your leanings now. It is time for today's Big Blue Report, brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. So I've done some digging, Don.
Yes.
And I think you're going to appreciate this. I believe this. And Peter won't. I believe that if the Giants win two more games, and both of those games are against the Commanders, they'll make the playoffs. If they split the games with the Commanders, they probably won't make the playoffs. They've got to take. They can lose all other five, and they still make the playoffs. Do you agree or disagree?
I got to. I've believed all along that 9 will be enough, but losing both to the Commanders and giving them
no, not losing, but they got to win both to the Commanders. They've got to beat the Commanders twice, and even if they lose the other five, they'll get in.
Yeah, I agree.
But if that scenario happens and they're 1-1 against the Commanders and they pick up a win somewhere else, they might not get in.
Well, might not is kind of out there. Might is.
Well, Seattle got it hit yesterday, and another team to look out for, Don, if you watched on Thanksgiving, and I know you did, Lions could win. Lions could get into the playoffs.
And the Lions have the tiebreaker. They're definitely a different team than they were earlier. They've got 4. So for them to get 9, because what is this? They've played 11 games, so they've got 6 games left.
Right.
They would have to win 5 of their final.
I'm going to read the
schedule. It's not that great.
Well, I got something interesting for you here. So
one of those games against the Jets, too.
Yeah.
The Athletic broke down every team and their percentages.
Okay.
The Giants, odds to make the playoffs, 57.6%. To earn the bye, 0.2%. To win the Super Bowl, 2.3%. That's where they stand right now. So remember that number. To make the playoffs, 57.6. The Commanders, whose record is worse than the Giants, to make the playoffs, 59.7%, but 0% to get the bye, and a slightly better chance to win the Super Bowl.
Because if you're looking at, all right, you figure, let's say Philadelphia wins the division. They've got a two-game lead on Dallas.
I think that's safe to say.
All right. Dallas, I think, is pretty safe to be the first wild card with their 8 wins. Then the Giants and Commanders are in great shape because they've got 7. The only other team in the conference that has 6 is Seattle. Now, Seattle does have the tiebreaker over the Giants. I don't know if the Commanders have played Seattle, what the tiebreaker would be there. Rams, done. Cardinals, done. I think Saints, Panthers, Falcons are done. I think the Packers are now done.
Panthers aren't quite done.
Though they're 4-8, so they're again they're
they got to win out.
They're going to have to win out. I don't see that happening. So really, it just comes down to Seattle, Giants, Commanders as the three teams the most likely to get to 9.
Well, you know you're going to lose.
Seattle has the tiebreaker,
right.
But I don't know what the tiebreaker would be if there's a 3-way tie. And
we don't play Seattle, by the way.
All right, so then what would become a 3-way tie? Then the Giants lost to Seattle wouldn't matter if the Giants split with the Commanders. If the Giants win out against the Commanders, they would have the tiebreaker over Washington.
Right.
But again, what would end up be the tiebreaker? Because the head-to-head I don't think matters if there's a 3-way tie for 2 spots. Then you'd have to get into the minutiae of all that. I still believe in my heart that 9 wins, no matter what, will get the Giants in.
Now, let's talk a little bit about Thanksgiving. Yeah, not the holiday. Oh. I don't think the Giants play terribly.
No,
they are completely ravaged by injuries. They're undermanned. They don't have a great team. And if Barkley catches that fourth down play, it's a different... I'm not saying they win a completely different game. Cowboys have so many more weapons than the Giants, and the Giants hung.
They did. The score wasn't as close, because again, that was a meaningless score at the end of the game. But I'm with you. First of all, there's the debate on whether they should go for it or not. I didn't necessarily have a problem with it because, you know, where the Giants, you know, defense going to be able to stop the Cowboys. You're there near midfield.
You know what I had a problem with? They had 10 guys on the field.
Yeah, well, that's an issue. You know, listen, that's a knock on the coach, too, unless there was a complete brain fart by one of the players. But that's a coaching issue. So that needs to get cleaned up. But the play worked. It was a poorly thrown ball.
Right.
So Jones takes some hit. But
it was catchable.
Barkley's got to catch that ball. And he gets the first down, and it changes everything in that game. But what do we say? And this is why I'm kind of down on the Giants making any kind of run, Michael, is they got to play perfect football. Now, they're going to get some injured players back, so they're going to get healthier. This is an unbelievable game coming up. It's the home game against Washington. Guys, you got to win that. You got to win, because if you don't win that game, now you're in free fall. You really are, right? Because then are you going to be able to beat Washington in Washington if you can't beat them at home? You still have 2 games left for Philadelphia. You got a game with Minnesota in Minnesota. This is their season coming up.
Well, you guys, between the Commanders games, the Commanders have a bye.
The
Giants have to play the Eagles in the middle. So, yeah, you're right, Don. If you almost want to get this one even more.
And you can't say the Colts are a gimme. Colts are playing well.
Nothing's a gimme to the Giants at all. Really, when you look at their schedule and how banged up they are. Now, they can get healthier. I guess there's still a shot they can get Odell.
Well, how about this?
It's not been ruled out yet.
If they were to lose this weekend at home against the Commanders, that's 4 of 5.
Yeah.
They play the Eagles the next week. You could be easily staring losing 5 of 6.
Well, see, I got a lot
of... Don said at the Lion game, you didn't think they were going to win another game.
I wasn't sure. I don't think they're going to win another game. And again, a lot of Giant fans were giving me heat, and I'm a Giant fan, but I was looking at the injuries, I was looking at the schedule, and you guys bring up a great point. You lose to Washington, now that's 3 in a row, 4 of 5, you're likely not beating Philadelphia. You're going to spiral out of control here. It's just going to. And that's a shame of it. And then you're not going to get Odell if you're going to keep losing games, you would think. So it's not going to get anybody. They will get healthier. But it's not about this year, so I really don't mind. I'm not going to kill myself over it. I thought the 7-2 was a bit fugazi to begin with. We know they can coach. We know they can play hard. And you know there's talent coming because they've got a lot of money under the salary cap. So I'd like to make the playoffs, but they didn't make any deals at the deadline. So they know it is what it is.
But let's ask the big question. sitting here right now, and you're right, Don, they could make the playoffs. They could not. I don't think anyone thinks this Giants team is going deep in the playoffs. Have you gotten an answer on Daniel Jones? I feel like at the very least, he's taken a step forward.
I think he's okay. I don't think he's terrible. I think he's okay.
You would sign him to something cheap.
I'm not signing him to a big money contract. And no. I don't think they will either. Unless they get a decidedly team-friendly deal, they'll move on.
Yeah, and I think you can get him for under $20 million. If not, you say goodbye.
If it's even close to 20, I don't want him. I'm sorry, he hasn't shown enough. If you give me a two-year deal $22 million, I'll take it.
You got to have to pay something for a quarterback. Baker Mayfield, who's not playing, makes 15. So you're going to have to give north of 15. Well, but
he's still on his first contract. If Baker Mayfield was a free agent this year, he's not getting 15. He didn't even start yesterday over Sam Darnold.
No, but I'm saying is that there's a certain minimum you're going to give a quarterback, and I think it's going to be north of 15. So to have a starting quarterback on your team, Peter, if you're going to give a deal, it's going to have to be over $15 million. It's going to have to be in that $17, $18, $19 million. I don't know how you can get any cheaper than that. Guy's played well this year.
I know. He's.
And again, the Jets are in the same boat. If Garoppolo goes back to San Francisco, and it looks like Lamar Jackson's going to stay in Baltimore, they'll franchise him or they'll work out a deal. Where's your next quarterback coming from that you're going to feel comfortable to give more money to than Jones? Heck, Mike White's a free agent. What if he runs the table? Because we're talking about, you know, him not being the guy. I'm not sure he's the guy. I don't believe he's the guy. But if they run the table with Mike White.
By the way, what an impossible spot to be in. If Mike White runs the table, and they don't just win. He's putting up 350 a game. He's just killing it.
Let's say Jeff Hostetler right? I mean, all of a sudden they win the Super Bowl.
What are you doing?
Well, the Jets would have to give everything to keep them. They can't lose them.
No, but what if let's not go as far as the Super Bowl.
Let's be realistic. They win a playoff game.
And he's good in the win.
He's good.
Don't they have to sign him?
Not to a big deal.
Well, there's going to be a team out there that needs a quarterback that might buy in.
Well, then let them make the Matt Flynn mistake. Seriously.
All right, but the Matt Flynn mistake is not in a vacuum. It sets the tone for all the other free agent quarterbacks and what they end up being worth.
Well, that is the Big Blue Report brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Join everyone at Buffalo Wild Wings for buy one, get one half off. Traditional wings every Tuesday. Buffalo Wild Wings to the greatest of all times. Valid at participating locations while supplies last.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so Lamar Jackson, his team lost a tough game yesterday. And so there was a guy, just a fan with 100-some-odd followers, who said that the Ravens should let Jackson go to free agency instead of signing him to a long-term lucrative contract. And he essentially said, if you're going to make $230 million guaranteed, you don't leave the fate of a game like that to a kicker. You should be doing it. Mm-hmm. So Jackson writes, answers him back on Twitter. Boy, STFU.
Oh, no.
You all be capping too much on this app, MF. Never smelt the football field. Never did bleep, but eat. And then he said what he eats, which is not an edible thing.
Oh.
And I was startled because he's a good guy. And who would ever think that that's the thing that you should do? John Harbaugh said that Jackson's vulgar tweet so out of character for him. Now, Jackson deleted the tweet where he used a gay slur against a fan. But I'd like to ask Lamar, when did you think that was a good idea? Why would you think that's a good idea to do that? Under any circumstance, no matter how the guy was capping. I mean, it's ridiculous. How dumb can you be?
I don't get it. I mean, listen, I hesitate to kill anyone for it because I reply to eggs and say dumb things myself, but my Lord, man. But, this social media thing, I would just delete it.
But you know what's funny? Somebody had brought this up to me before, and I didn't have an answer for it. Like, why should we be affected by the number of followers? Why? So if the person had 1.2 million followers, that it hurts any more or less?
No,
or
has it does
any
hurt
more validity?
More. Yeah, because that means 1.2 million people are seeing what he just said. If somebody has four followers and he says something, only you and the other four people, let it go.
But it's saying if it bothers you, then it bothers you, is my point.
But you should never bring attention to it.
Right, so you got to know your weaknesses. That's what these professional athletes have been able to make a living on, knowing what they can and can't do. If you're that sensitive that you're going to blow up on an egg on Twitter, then don't be on Twitter. Just know your limitations. If you've got that kind of a short fuse and you value somebody's attention and opinion so much that you're going to react that way, then get off Twitter. All that guy was probably trying to do is get a reaction, and then he got the king of reactions. He got it from the guy that he was talking about. He was probably just trying to troll
right.
some Raven fans,
right.
And then he gets the Raven to respond to it.
I just don't really, you know what I don't get about athletes and Twitter? Like, the three of us, for example, we're all on Twitter because we're under the stupid guise of we need to be on it to promote our job, blah, blah, blah. Even though I'm really convinced, guys, that anytime we tell someone to go watch or listen to something we're doing, Don, I truly believe it sends no one. I think it's useless. But we do it under the guise of that because we need eyeballs. You're an NFL starting quarterback. You don't need Twitter for anything.
Well,
it brings nothing to your life.
Harbaugh said, we beg guys not to get into the Twitter world right after games, especially after a loss. It's never going to be positive. It's not going to be a nice place. And I think that's reflected in Lamar's response because what he said is so out of character. Now, the guy who said it to him is defending him. He said, I was frustrated as a fan, and I am sure he was even more frustrated. Media should stop the anti-gay narrative. He was just telling me to shut up.
Yeah, but there were so many edits, I did not pick up what was the gay slur.
I didn't know there was homophobia in there either because of the edits. That was one
it shouldn't be going there. Obviously, that's an obvious. But I didn't catch that
when Michael was
reading
it
because there were so many edits.
But never did bleep, but eat.
That's the homophobic
part.
Got it. Well, listen, thank you, Mr. Fan, for defending Lamar Jackson, but I don't know if you speak on behalf of the gay community and how they take that.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know why these guys bother, man. And after a loss, you know, back in the day when I first started WWE, I would finish the kickoff shows and I would go, not even look at my at replies, I'd search my name on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the people who don't even at you. It was a bloodbath.
I can tell you one thing, Peter. I have never searched my name.
Good for you.
Ever. I don't care.
I've searched your name.
And I've never searched my name on Google ever. Only bad things are going to come out.
Google will be fine. It's Twitter that won't be fine.
But here's the thing. It's no matter what it is, it's on you. Right?
What do you mean?
Somebody on Twitter or Instagram or whatever social media rips into you. But what does it mean? Well, I got news for you. If they complimented you,
what does it mean?
It's all how you want to take in the information.
That's right.
You know, the way I find, I don't worry so much about the show. because people are usually motivated by what I say, not how I say it anyway. I don't look at the person that called before and said I had a trash take. I don't take that as being a bad talk show host. That's just a Jet fan venting against an anti-Jet take. So I think they're too biased with their opinions anyway. But when I do play-by-play, Peter, I find myself that if I think I killed it, I don't bother to look because I've already won myself over. When I don't have a great game, that's when I go
but
to try to see.
But why would you
want to
make it worse?
No, because I'm hoping I'll find somebody to say, hey, Don, you did a good job. Like, I only need to be lifted up when I feel like I need to be lifted up. So, but don't look for somebody else to lift up. How do you feel about it?
If you feel
you nailed it, and that's enough for you, then it should be enough for you when you feel you didn't nail it, and then go look for somebody whose positive opinion means just as much as somebody's negative opinion. It's all gobbledygook anyway. And I'm not trying to say people on Twitter that you couldn't like value their opinions, but I'm just saying the amazing positivity and the amazing negativity, when you think about it, really comes from the same place. So don't worry about it. It doesn't matter. How do you feel about it? That's all that matters.
I wonder, though, if you're a coach or a manager, could you demand your players stay off of social? I don't think you can in this day and age.
You can't make a rule?
I guess not, because this is their life. I mean, this is their brand.
Well, if you say, hey,
stay off of it right after a game, maybe?
What if you say, my rule is, as a head coach, if you want to be on Twitter, you have to have a brand manager who does it. You don't do it. We do not have you answer. You could at least make a rule that says you do not answer fans on Twitter if you want to use it to promote.
I mean, it's their own personal use. I don't know how you stop somebody. It's like telling them, you know.
Well, you're allowed to tell people not to party, though. You're allowed to tell people what your rules are.
Can't ski.
You're allowed to make up curfews for grown men. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you give a grown man a curfew.
Because obviously you need a curfew. You got to be rested for the game.
Well, but
you
this is about being mentally rested.
You don't break both your legs.
But this is mental.
Play.
This is mental rest.
Also, you're ruining the Ravens brand by speaking like that publicly. Your quarterback, he's the face of your franchise. He's saying these filthy things.
Yeah, that's dollars and cents for a lot of people.
But what was it? Again, I'm sure Jason Sehorn stole it. But I first heard it from Jason Sehorn. And it was such a valuable piece of advice. He said, no matter what you do, no matter how great you are, the best you can hope for is winning over 7 out of every 10 people. Which means you're only operating at 70% in the best. So no matter what you do, there's always going to be 30% that are going to hate your guts. Now, you could work at a lesser percentile and not be good at what you do. But no matter how much you nail it, no matter how much you're Gandhi at whatever you do, the best you can hope for is only winning over 70% because there's going to be 30 that are going to hate you no matter what. And if that's the odds, then you won, man. I don't understand these professional athletes. Durant, too. You won.
It's an interesting question that you bring that up from Sehorn or whoever originally said it about like approval ratings in sports. Like, what athlete do you think has the best approval rating in sports?
You would think LeBron.
No. Steph is definitely higher than LeBron. Half the world hates LeBron because he's political.
Right.
He says things.
See, that's the thing.
So half people. Shohei Ohtani, he's very beloved. Judge is very beloved.
Yeah.
But
until
Judge is a Yankee.
Until he signs someplace else.
Yeah, and Judge is a Yankee, which means half the league hates him, no?
That's right. His Yankee, right now he's not anything. But when you're a Yankee, there's always going to be.
I'd say Mahomes is very high.
Yeah, he's very likable. Ricky and Hawthorne. Ricky.
Michael, Peter, Don, how you guys doing?
Good.
Long time listener, first time caller. Been listening since 2003.
Thank you, Rick.
Wow.
Yeah.
19 years.
So listen, I know it's not the topic of conversation right now, but I was listening to your take a little bit on the World Cup, and you saying that you don't get it. I know you're not a big soccer fan, but you have to watch the game, the beautiful game, for what it is and how it's played. I know Peter maybe understands a little bit. Do you watch soccer ever at all besides the World Cup?
Every now and then.
Okay, and what don't you get from the World Cup, Michael?
The not scoring part? I guess the not... Listen, Ricky, I'm not putting my opinion toward anybody. People that love it, they love it, and that's good. God bless them. I wish I saw it in the same way. I'm just not feeling it when I watch it. I tried. I mean, for me to sit down and watch that whole game, I gave it a real shot.
No,
and I'll probably watch tomorrow, too. But the bottom line is, I'm not telling people not to like it, and you're wrong for liking it. I'm not feeling it. I don't have the vibe.
Ricky, don't. Well, there's got to be sports you don't like.
Well, I hope you do watch tomorrow, because we need all the support we can.
Damn right we do.
You know, England was like a 2 to 3 goal favorite.
I know. That was a huge upset. That was a huge upset to even have the draw. I get it.
Right.
And I did appreciate that. But it was again, I don't know the players, Rick. It's just like I'm not sitting on the edge of my seat like I would be in a football game, a basketball game, a baseball game. I'm just not.
Do you think
it doesn't make you wrong. It doesn't make me right. I'm the minority.
Now, what if the U.S. wins tomorrow?
Right.
And advances and then plays an elimination game. Do you think that could have you get closer to the edge of your seat? Because last game wasn't make or break.
Right.
You hope they win.
Toward the end of the broadcast, I don't know who the guy was, he said, really doesn't matter what they do, they should just go for it. Even if they lose, if they beat Iran on Tuesday, they're getting in.
Right.
That game meant nothing.
And if they lose 1-0, your goal differential wouldn't be bad anyway.
Right.
So you might as well go for it.
Right.
But if you're not into it, you're not into it. Not everybody could be into everything. I like Ricky hung up, but like I'm sure there's sports he doesn't like.
Also, somebody on Twitter said, how dare you? What a terrible... it's my opinion. I don't feel I'm not saying you're wrong.
You know how much I love hockey, but you know, I don't get why people don't like it, but I gave up trying to fight. Everybody looks at things differently. There's some people that look at baseball as the end-all be-all or football. And, you know, all right, so... over half the entire world loves soccer. Does that mean I have to love it? Right?
No.
I
can't listen. I'm not Andrew Gundling. I'm not some soccer expert. I can barely name any players in the U.S. team. I watch every 4 years, basically. But when it happens, I get very into it. To me, there's this weird. It's the time when I connect with any sort of patriotism the most. That's the truth. Like, it's the only time when I'm hardcore invested in an American team. I don't care about the basketball anymore. After the 92 Dream Team, I never cared really anymore. So this is the one time every 4 years where I guess also it's the fact that the U.S. is such an underdog. It just makes it such a fun event to me.
Is the patriotism enough? What if we're playing? What if there was a World Cup of volleyball?
But you know what? During the Olympics,
right.
People go crazy for like
people do.
Track and field,
which they would never watch.
So you still, as much as patriotic as you are, Peter, it really is just based on the fact that you
enjoy
the game.
I do. I do.
You know, so
I enjoyed Ghana. I enjoyed the Ghana game this morning.
But and some people don't. You know, so you're going to appreciate what you appreciate. And the one thing that I gave up is trying to convince somebody, especially somebody who's about to become 62 years old.
You mean Michael.
Who spent his entire life not liking the sport, then one phone call is going to change his mind.
Listen,
believe me. He watched the entire game and got nothing out of it. What are you going to do?
If you can't get into the Ghana game, it's on me. The Ghana game is the game. And I wasn't into it.
And you weren't into that
No. I was just trying to clear my nose and cough up all the phlegm that's invading my body.
Sad.
Yeah, awful. You should hear me at night.
I don't want to.
I have not gotten to bed in the last 6 days before 5 a.m.
Come on.
Yeah, seriously.
You're coughing all night?
All night. I can't breathe.
What does Jody do? Do you leave?
She leaves the room.
She leaves the room?
Yeah.
Where does she go?
Somewhere in the house, a big house.
You don't even know.
It's immense.
That's how big it is. He has no idea where
RJ Santilla lived there for like 5 years.
No one even knew.
Yeah. And you know what? I don't want to know.
He's got.
Because I'm down on RJ.
I don't want to give a lot of information about his house. There is a light bulb in his house that I don't know how it could ever be changed.
I'll tell you about that light bulb. It's when you walk in the house and it's really high.
Yeah, there's a foyer.
Had to call in an electrician just to change the light bulb. Set up like a scaffold. Nobody could get up there.
Couldn't
it's 30 feet in the air. It's like living in a church. I don't want to buy this house. It's all Jody. I think that's Don's top five. Top five light bulbs that Michael can't reach.
Did you, Don, did you see the Ballard suggestion for a top five? I thought it was pretty good.
I didn't see that.
I sent you a text.
Oh, I thought that was your suggestion.
No, it was Ballard's suggestion.
I do have one. Let's see if it matches his.
Had you already done this one? You might have already done it.
See, that's the thing is that...
All right, you have to stop talking because it's coming up next. I want to give you the proper amount of time that a Daily Don deserves.
Sorry.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Hey, everybody! It's me! I'm back! And guess what? It's another Don segment!
We're doing the list, Michael. I don't care if you don't like it.
The Daily Don!
I'll fight to the death for this list.
It's the Daily Don Show. He makes lists. Take it away, Donnie!
Well, today's Daily Don is driven by Nissan. Mm. I think this is kind of topical with Mike White jumping in, winning a game as a backup quarterback. How about the top five backup quarterback runs in NFL history?
Backup quarterback runs.
Like a long stretch of greatness?
Or, no, in a season. Like, he just jumps in, takes over, and makes it all happen.
I got it. Want me to go first? No, you go first. Go. I'll give you the layup, always. You're my friend.
Mr. Tom Brady?
Five. Number five.
I got number one for you.
Okay, but can we acknowledge the number five? Tom Brady comes in for Drew Bledsoe.
Thank you.
Wins a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Out of nowhere.
Nowhere.
Sure.
Now, as we found out, probably should have been the quarterback from the second he was drafted.
Probably.
So that's probably why it affected five.
All right.
But I've got it at number five, Mr. Tom Brady.
How about Kurt Warner?
Did not have, because.
What?
No.
What?
No.
Are you out of your mind?
No.
Wait, did
he
start?
Took over a team and they won the Super Bowl.
That's right. Well, a lot of these did.
Wait, hold on. Did he start the season?
Who are you taking out?
No, he did not start the season.
Who are you taking out?
Well, we'll find out. How about Mr. Nicholas Foles?
Nick Foles, I've got a number three. I never really parlayed in anything big, and that's kind of where I'm leaning towards.
Too big. Well, Kurt Warner parlayed into the Hall of Fame.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, it's too good.
Like, it's too good.
He's not really a backup, is what you're saying.
No, he was a supermarket clerk.
He was right. He was working
in Green Bay.
The whole thing is taking on a terrible
turn. All right,
turn.
Then I don't have to do it. I'll close it out. We're
no,
done.
No, that's
the Daily Don driven by Nissan.
No,
you deserve a car that thrills you.
No.
And Nissan's got an exciting full lineup that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop at your local Nissan store at NissanUSA.com today. No, it's over.
No,
you didn't like it. It's done.
No,
move on. No, we got Steve Young coming up.
No,
it's done. I did the sponsor. I lived up to my obligation. I came up with a top five. I read the sponsor. Michael didn't like it. We move on.
No.
I'm not here to be badgered. I'm here to do a show.
Can you believe this?
I don't put in work and have you evaluate it like I'm a painting. No. Sorry. That's it. You don't get it.
What about me?
You don't get it.
But why is Peter
and
being...
And Michael. Everyone's being punished for your actions. So when you're upset, don't be upset at me. Be upset at Michael. I'm not doing it because of him. I'm done.
How do you leave out? All right. Now, you want to fight?
Fine,
leaving out... One of the great stories. There's
you don't
a
know
movie
who I
about
left
him.
Out.
There's
you don't
a
know
movie
who I
about
left
him.
Out.
Anybody? You can't. If Kurt Warner's not on a list, it's illegitimate. So you
right,
should.
So
you should short circuit.
I'm out.
It's an embarrassment.
Well, can we finish what we think would have been on the list?
Sure.
Go ahead. Just don't include me.
Jeff Hostetler.
I would think Jeff Hostetler's absolutely on the list.
And with him being a Giant boy, it's probably number one.
What about Did Steve Young go on a run? Or did he just go in, leave, and then get the job when they moved on?
That's not him. No.
How about Mr. Taylor Heinicke?
No. What has he done?
He's 6-1 right now.
Well,
5-1. He's 5-1.
Let's see how it ends, okay?
So we know Hostetler's in.
Can you believe he's sitting this out? He can't even take any criticism anymore.
It's not right. I'm a little surprised. I didn't think you were that hard on him.
No. It's part of the act.
But,
if he wants to be a baby, let him be a baby.
So we agree Hostetler.
Mm-hmm.
We have Foles. We have Brady.
Did Doug Williams take over?
Yeah, but Doug Williams, it's not really a backup story because him and Schrader were fighting back and forth for the job. It wasn't
interesting.
So much a backup situation.
See, I'm going to just contribute this. All right. I just wanted to confirm it. I thought I had it, but you know what? Michael had me. Kurt Warner took over as the starting quarterback in 99. He's a great story, phenomenal story, but he didn't like take over for anybody in the middle of the season.
Oh.
Like I suggested.
No, but the guy got hurt.
I'm telling you.
He got hurt.
I'm out. I just threw that in
there. Trent Green got hurt in training camp.
Right, but he started the season.
Yes, but he got hurt, and Trent Green was destroyed. When Trent Green got hurt, Dick Vermeil was crying.
Yeah, I mean, they thought Trent Green was going to be something special.
So it's not, but it's an incredible run when it's every game of the season. But you know what? It's your fault.
I'd really like to know the last.
Tomorrow I'm doing an ice pick, and then I'm hoping I never have to do these again. So you're done.
Well, that's it. So no one's going to know?
No one's ever going to know. Except my pen and paper.
But I think that the sponsor wants the top five bread. So you don't even have to do anything. Just read the sponsor.
No, I did the work.
Then you should give the list.
I gave you a couple, and then you guys pondered, and that's a segment. They got a segment. They got a sponsor for a segment.
This is a new... I don't know if it's a new...
You don't understand how much work I put into this, and then he can just sit there and arbitrarily go, awful list. Well, you know what? It's so awful, I ain't doing it.
Did he say that, though?
Yeah.
You sure he did?
Sure.
I don't know if you're sure he said it. I don't think he said it was awful. I think he just was surprised about Warner.
No. He was disrespectful, and now everyone
has to suffer.
I don't think it's right to do to people.
Can you give me a hint on who was Hostetler in? Can you tell us that?
I don't know. I've already crumpled the paper, and I don't remember.
Can you believe what we're dealing with?
Anthony, do you know who's on the list? Can we pry it out of you?
You know who knows? Anthony Greek. Greek, who's on the list?
No, he doesn't know.
Yeah, he does, because they put the...
Yeah, after I say him.
Is that true?
That's right.
So there's no way to know?
No way to know.
Were any of them, like, prior to the modern era?
What's the modern era? Super Bowl era?
Yeah.
They were all in the Super Bowl.
Were any of them...
Great names.
Earl Morrill.
Tremendous conversation pieces.
Earl Morrill.
Well.
You think so?
Took over twice for Bob Greasy and for Johnny Unitas. Earl Morrill would be one.
Might have been.
We'll never know, though.
Not sure.
Nas... Oh,
yeah, I agree.
Little Nozzle X, that's him. Greeks.
This is a guy that doesn't want to be stepped on doing play by play, but it's okay to just completely defecate all over me and the work that I do.
Just watch the monitor. We'll get it.
So you think we'll see the list?
Of course we will. Greeks putting it up.
Let's see. I'm staring at the screen right now. Oh, there it is. No! No!
Nick Foles 3, Tom Brady 5, and a lot of question marks.
Wow, this is very...
It's a shame, too.
Can we hear the rest of it later?
You know what? Maybe I'll sit out the Steve Young interview. That's coming up in just a moment.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.